Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you caught up on all the news you should know about. We have an update from Scranton today. Officials want to see faster repairs on a water main that's broken twice in 10 days. And find out how you can celebrate America's 250th this weekend with the NEPA Philharmonic. It's Thursday, July 30th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start in Scranton. City officials want Pennsylvania American Water to prioritize fixing a water main that broke twice in 10 days. Downtown businesses and government buildings had to close and residents were without water. As WVIA's Kat Bolas reports, the city will look for some sort of funding to help cover costs.
Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti was joined by city officials and business representatives to address the breaks.
We clearly see that this is an issue, and I know we're all worried that this could happen again.
Cognetti says the water main runs over a mile from Ash Street to Lackawanna Avenue. It's 141 years old. She encouraged impacted water customers to fill out the company's personal and property damage form, which is online, but warned that the company told the city that those types of losses from the breaks are not generally covered. City Council Vice President Patrick Flynn wants the water company to reimburse the businesses for revenue losses. The city is also collecting information from those impacted to look for some sort of funding. Cognetti says that could be from the state or elsewhere, but gathering that information is the first step. Ultimately, the city wants the main replaced.
Scranton cannot sustain water mains that are 140 years old. We are willing to work with them, but we need to make sure that they're doing their job too.
Flynn and Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce President Bob Durkin encouraged people to get downtown and support the businesses that had to close.
Our community stands up for each other, and that is one of the greatest parts of who Scranton is.
In Scranton, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Find more on this at WVIA.org. In health news now, Pennsylvania has avoided a severe nursing shortage predicted by experts and media outlets 2 years ago. As James Ziprot reports for WVIA, it's largely thanks to the state's colleges.
In 2024, reports predicted that by 2026, Pennsylvania would have the largest nursing shortage in the country. While the state is facing a real shortage today, the predictions of the worst in the nation haven't materialized. In fact, several reports from the past year rank Pennsylvania as 6th in new registered nurse positions, 12th in nurse-to-state population ratio, and among the best statewide health systems. Officials say disaster was avoided largely thanks to the 43 nursing schools under the Association of Independent Colleges and Universities of Pennsylvania. These schools account for 69% of the state's four-year nursing degrees. Since 2024, at least six new nursing programs and nursing school expansions have been announced by AICUP schools. Several also integrated dual enrollment, college classes for high schoolers, and accelerated bachelor's degrees for working nurses. Partnerships have also played a key role in the progress, like the physician pipeline created between the University of Scranton and Geisinger College of Health Sciences, or the Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine's introduction of a medical school branch on Seton Hill's campus. Pennsylvania's 2026 budget continues efforts to address the nursing shortage, including a $2.5 million investment in tuition and student loan assistance for nursing students. In Bethlehem, I'm James Zaprot.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Eyde to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. Time to make some weekend plans. The NEPA Philharmonic will continue its summer-long celebration of America's 250th this weekend with two free brass quintet concerts in the Back Mountain. WVIA's Sydney Alibaugh has more.
This Saturday, NEPA Philharmonic will hold a sensory-friendly concert at Misericordia University and a lakeside concert on Harvey's Lake. The 45-minute sensory-friendly concert will be at 1 p.m. at Misericordia University's Le Monde Theater. Fidgets, sensory headphones, snacks, haptic vests, and additional accommodations will be available.
It'll have some things that'll get kids very excited, but it will also be just a really great program that will be really exciting for adults as well.
That's Chasen Goldschmitz, the executive director of NEPA Philharmonic. The concert is a continuation of the sensory-friendly series that started last season, with support from its local partners. The concert is free, but online registration is encouraged. Also Saturday is a lakeside brass concert on the water at Harvey's Lake. The one-hour concert starts at 6 p.m. and is only accessible on the water.
This will be the first time that we've done a performance like this.
It's free for those who own a boat or watercraft. Online registration is encouraged for precise water directions to the concert. Susquehanna Kayak and Canoe will offer round-trip kayak rentals starting at $80 and a guided tour. In the case of inclement weather, the lakeside concert will be moved to Misericordia University's Le Monde Theater, and kayak reservations will be refunded with gift cards. I'm Sydney Alibaugh, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sydney. Find registration info and this full story at WVIA.org. Now, one last thing for the day. We've got another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. This is the final Pennsylvania Postcard about the American Revolution, so it's only fitting we travel to Philadelphia for a look inside the Museum of the American Revolution. Located in the heart of Center City, the museum opened in April of 2017. It's dedicated to telling the detailed and complex story of, quoting here, this great American experiment, how the United States of America came to be through exhibits, artifacts, tours, recreations, and speaking engagements. Should you think it time to expand your knowledge about the American Revolution, museum officials have planned events throughout the summer and fall for you to check out. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss a beat. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.